Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being with me on this beautiful Thursday. Lots of blue sky out there. Enjoy it while you can. Winter will hit us at some point, I think. But either way, we're good for the summer. Don't worry about the water. We're good. We got great reservoirs. Maybe California should think about that. Building some more reservoirs for themselves. Maybe Vegas should do that. Build some more reservoirs for themselves. Water seems to be such a contentious issue here in Nevada. 884-9910, if you'd like to call into the show today. The phone number never changes for you. The topic? We'll float it. You can call in with whatever you want to talk about today. Or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I love getting my emails from you. So yesterday, a gentleman by the name of Chris called in. He was at the DMV. And he showed up at the DMV at 8:30. You know how the Democrats are always going on about President Trump? He puts out all these accomplishments and then they come through and they try to tear him down or everything like that. So let's flip the script here. Governor Sisolak, who, by the way, will be recalled. I'm thinking positive, putting positive thoughts out there, is just bragging about how they've cut the wait times at the DMV and everything's getting better and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Chris was at the DMV yesterday, showed up at 8:30 just to do an address change. And he sent me an update that he finally walked out of there at 12:20. See, 9 to 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, almost 4 hours. Well, yeah, I guess that is an improvement from the 5 hours that people used to spend. Yeah, way to go, Governor Sisolak. About hiring more employees, more facilities. I mean, why would it take you that long to do an address change? I mean, don't get me started on how illegals can just go into the DMV and get a driver's license. You know, something to think about. Another thing to think about, as tomorrow is the big day. Yes, tomorrow is a big day. It's Valentine's Day. And the greatest gift of all is going to be delivered. The greatest gift to Nevada for everyone, Democrats alike. Because I guess the Republicans have to protect your rights as well. The letter of intent to recall Governor Sisolak is going to be delivered to the Secretary of State. And then on Saturday, let the petition signing begin. Let it flow. Every day for the past 5 weeks. Because it has been a fluid situation, unfortunately. Changes have had to have been made. Dealing with a lot of new, uncharted territory. First off, because the governor and the legislature changed the recall rules, which are in the Nevada Constitution. So, yeah. They didn't have the right to do that. That's just another reason. Chalk that one. Just another reason he needs to be recalled. He could care less, or couldn't care less, about a piece of paper or a document called the Nevada State Constitution. Or for that matter, the United States Constitution. So, we're going to exercise our rights as American citizens and recall this governor. I was speaking with a business owner, local business owner. I didn't ask if I could use his name, so I'm not going to. He's a part of the lawsuit against Governor Sisolak. Oh, let me clarify, because actually there were a number of lawsuits against the governor in the last legislative session. This one is that sunsetting tax. You know, that one that was supposed to sunset, meaning go away, that didn't happen because the legislature decided to keep it. But wait a minute, they didn't have the two-thirds majority to keep it. Well, that doesn't mean anything to them. So Governor Sisolak passed it anyway. So we're representing everybody. The only criteria really out there to sign the petition is, well, there's two. You have to sign it in your county where you voted. Yes, where you voted in the 2018 election. If you didn't vote, please don't even attempt to sign the petition, because you're going to mess it up for the rest of us. I have been called and contacted by so many different groups that I'm excited. I am really excited. And not just the groups that you would think that would be supportive of this recall effort. Men's clubs, women's clubs. I mean, it's been impressive but sad at the same time. Meaning that there are not a lot of elected representatives. Let's just put it that way. Backing this, because they're afraid of retribution. Whoa, we have to work with these people. Okay, you'll sue them, but you won't sign on to a recall effort? Okay, that's confusing. But now that the work is all done, people want to sign the petition. The band of, we got to come up with a great name for them. The band of five, the Justice League. I don't, I know that one's been taken. But just a handful of local citizens, and local, I mean Nevada, Elko and Dayton, people from across the state using social media to get started. And then driving miles upon miles upon miles to do rallies and help raise money because, well, this is going to cost a lot of money. Signatures have to be verified. But the deal is they did it. This is as grassroots as it gets. And I couldn't be more excited that it's finally here. I mean, even on Tuesday, they were putting out little fires. And we have 60 days to collect all the signatures. Another change, thanks to the governor and the legislature. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Gene this morning. Hi, Gene. You want to talk about the recall?
Yes, I do. And we all know why the governor needs recalled, and we need to put some of the legislative seats here to get recalibrate the legislature for the next session. One of the things that I think would serve everyone well is to get some sense of who we contact to sign this petition. I have no clue where to go. I was going to stop at Republican headquarters in Gardnerville today to see where I could sign that. So I think it would serve everyone well to get some contact numbers or places of contact to seek out this petition and for folks to go sign it. I think things would be...
Yeah, as soon as the list is all put together, they've started with some of the locations on Stand Up Nevada or fightfornevada.com. I know that a majority of the gun stores are going to have the petition their own because they have to verify when you're signing it and they have to kind of tell you the breakdown. You have to have voted. You have to... This is the crazy one. You know how we all have these elaborate, crazy signatures? You have a little tiny box, and not one portion of your signature can go outside of that box. No swirls, no loops, no. You can't even be touching the black ink from the petition itself. It is crazy the rules that they're putting on. But I do know that Battleborn ammunition and firearms, they are going to have multiple counties. They'll have Lyon County, they'll have Douglas, they'll have Church, you know, in one location. Me, I'll just have Washoe County, and I will take it to anybody who wants to sign it. But
it sounds
also,
to me like I'll be pre-acclimatized to moving to North Korea with the way this petition is formatted, should I ever decide to move there based on the parameter changes that the governor put in place for a recall. So that's good.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
This
not
is
an understatement.
It's not an understatement, and it concerns me that that's why I kind of throw out that statement every once in a while that we are a socialist country. People just aren't picking up on the fact, or they don't want to admit it with all of the restrictions and the rules. And it's so interesting to watch the Democrats go after what every little thing that Trump does when they have done it tenfold. We don't have a justice system that's for the American people. It's a pick-and-choose system of whoever they want to attack. And let me tell you, we're going to see that from Governor Sisolak. If this doesn't work, there is going to be retributions because he's a spiteful man. So...
Well, I would add this comment too, and it is a feature of, I have to be fair in saying this, that it is a feature of both parties that whenever they get absolute power or get control of county, state, federal, government and get control and get a quorum associated with their party, one of the things that they do is they try to consolidate their power by any means possible, whether it's gerrymandering congressional districts or pulling this stunt that the governor pulled on changing recall rules here in Nevada. And it's really one of the things that voters despise. And I think, you know, voters are well aware of what happened in this legislative session with respect to the recall amendment to the recall parameters. But the reason that I called, you know, is I just want to say, you know, to the viewer, I mean, to the listeners out there, that, you know, for my part, all I know is this, is I am a man of modest income, and even though I have my house paid for and I have my little niche settled here in Nevada after 20 years of residency, never have I been more afraid of what could happen to me economically than under this Democratic-controlled legislature and this governor. In fact, I'm already shopping for a pup tent and an underpass to live under. Should his laundry list of new taxes get put into place, it'll be the same gentrification that has pushed Californians over here, and they're in pup tents and under underpasses as well, due to the kind of policies and taxation levels that they want to implement. And there's just a whole laundry list, and the one I enumerated yesterday was the Nevada Education Association preparing ballot initiatives to create the highest sales tax levels of any state in the country, and according to the Nevada Resort Association, a 44% increase of taxes on gaming. And all of this supposedly would be slated for education, but I don't have high hopes for that. The governor's got a lot to pay for. He's got collective bargaining with the state workforce now, and they're going to want a lot of money and benefit improvements. And the list is endless. And
Gene, I do have to cut you off, though, because I got to take a break. We've run out of time, but you know you are always welcome to call in. And, yeah, the laundry list is there. People ask why the governor's being recalled, and there's a lot of good reasons. We'll be back after this with a nice guest announcement here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Nice little guest announcement indeed. He is going to be the keynote speaker at the Douglas County Republican Lincoln Reagan Day Dinner. It's going to be held at the Carson Valley Inn, 5 o'clock on Sunday. I hope I see you there. David Harris Jr. will be joining us again. I want to get his thoughts on Bloomberg, what he said. I love, if you haven't heard what he said, he was just very, very disparaging to minorities and minority communities. But that's where you can just put all the cops, because that's where all the crime is. Okay. Rich old white guy, I guess that would be his opinion. But his comeback is, well, that was 5 years ago. Somebody was asking him, a reporter was asking him why he said that. Well, that was 5 years ago. Yeah. I've said things 10 years ago that I still stand behind, and it's like, what does 5 years ago have to do with anything? So, author, just all around great guy. Sits on the board of Blexit, the group that Candace Owen started. He's going to be joining us here at 10:30. 11 o'clock, Melissa Clement with the Right for Life is going to be joining us, talking about a few things. And a quick little update from Christy Scott over at Battleborne Ammunition and Firearms. Thanks for the shout out. I will have Carson City, Lyon County, Washoe County, Douglas County, Story County, and Churchill County. Tuesday through Saturday is when she's open. So if you want to go in and sign the recall petition, if you live in any of those counties and you are in the area in Carson City and you voted in the 2018 election, you can sign the petition there. We're going to have lots of locations. We just have to finalize them. Once we actually hand that letter of intent to the Secretary of State's office and get the ball rolling, there's going to be plenty of locations. We're being inundated with calls of, I want to have a petition at my location. It's just people have to be trained because they have thrown so many rules at this whole endeavor. People actually have to be trained to get to gather the signatures. So there you have it. Let's take a quick Fox News update, see what's happening around the world. And there's some pretty scary things going on out there, but you always have here at home to come back to. A little bit quieter than the rest of the world. And we like it that way. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Nevada's news. Talk about it here. Call 884-9910. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, not just Washoe County and Reno. Nope, we cover all of Northern Nevada. 884-9910 is your connection to call in and, well, talk about whatever you want to talk about today. You know I'll always be fluid and change the subject. You can also email me. I'm still going through a lot of emails from just even this morning at monica@991fmtalk.com. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Do you think that Michael Bloomberg's racial comments will affect his run for the presidency? Yesterday's poll question, should students be required to use data-gathering digital apps in school? We've already had one suicide. How many more do we want? 4% of those participating said yes. 96% said no. People are starting to figure out what these Kahoot and other apps are doing to the kids. They're just guinea pigs, and it's not fair for their future. That digital footprint means a lot to people. And speaking of digital footprints, you know, Twitter tried to remove him. Facebook tried to censor him. That's why I love this man. He's conservative. He's supportive of our president. And, you know, when people try to ban you and silence your voice, because he is such a big voice in the black community and actually just the conservative community, we got to get away from this black and white. And it's just good conservatives. And that is my guest today. Please welcome back to the show, David J. Harris, Jr., author of Why I Couldn't Stay Silent and the keynote speaker of the Douglas County Republicans Lincoln-Reagan event this Sunday. David, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Absolutely, Monica J. Absolutely an honor and a privilege to be on your show. Love your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So I had to just text you back and say, oh my God, did you hear what Bloomberg is saying? You know, the tape came out from his remarks 5 years ago, and his apology just seemed so lackluster, but just the whole fact that when he was asked about it, he said, it was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
David, what were you saying 5 years ago, David?
Well, you know what's funny to me is that the Democrats have consistently, and the liberal mainstream media has consistently tried to create, because I definitely don't believe that there's a racist bone in President Donald Trump's body, but the liberal media has tried to create and then amplify this message that he's a racist. They take things out of context. They take clips from things. You know, all everybody coming from Mexico are rapists and murderers. He didn't say everybody coming from Mexico, but that's the clips CNN wanted to use and run with. He didn't, you know, they just try to use every opportunity to paint the current president a racist. And yet when then the Democrats themselves have a candidate that's leading in some polls to become the next president and says something that's absolutely racist, they give him a pass. So not only do we have Bloomberg that is saying, well, it was 5 years ago, and, you know, he's kind of backpedaling on the whole thing. It was very clearly racist in my book because he wasn't accurate, saying 95% of all murders are from black individuals. That's not accurate. It is high, but that's not that high. And then secondarily, they all have the same MO and Xerox them. I don't know what that meant as far as you Xerox something and it's, you know, a black shade of a person, pass that around. And then to continue with saying throw them up against the wall. I mean, it's clearly something that I would deem as an individual that says, well, he's painting an entire class, a group of people one certain way. That's racism. So for him to then say it's, you know, not really apologize. I also heard that he actually at one point apologized for stop and frisk altogether, which was by some accounts, by a lot of people believe that, you know, a lot of the murder rates and crime rates dropped during that entire season. So it's a real flip flop. The Democrats have a total complete, you know, just sham of an issue on their hands in their top Democrats that are kind of imploding in front of our eyes. And Democrats have an issue. Who are they going to support if it's good for painting Donald Trump a racist with all this negative nonsense? What about when somebody actually does say something racist? What are they going to do?
They don't stand behind or back anything from, I'd say, even 2 years ago with the whole socialist movement that they're doing with Bernie Sanders leading, with AOC backing, and Ilhan Omar. It's just, it's crazy just to even be called a Democrat now, because it's like branched off into an entirely different party. But when you shoehorn somebody, when you say that, you know, yes, if you are a young black man between 16 and 25, more than likely you're a criminal and you need to be followed around, you need to be frisked. That is just so demeaning, I think, to a generation that we're trying to lift up and say, you know what, there's not racism against you. Really, you can be a young, successful black man and go anywhere in this country.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm proof of that myself. You know, I'm 44 years old. I've traveled a lot of places, grew up in California. Now I live in Texas. And the most love I get, and I'll just tell you, the most love I get is from conservatives. I do not get racist slurs thrown at me from conservatives. I've gotten racist slurs thrown at me since I was, you know, I think 12 years old was the first time I experienced racism, when a tall white guy was standing next to me in line getting ready to go down a water slide. He must have been in his late 20s or early 30s. And I sneezed. And like a good boy, my mom always taught me, say, excuse you. So I said, excuse me. And he looked down at me. I didn't know this man. He looked down at me with this real snide look. And he said, there is no excuse for you. And I didn't even understand it when it happened. I just felt really bad. I'm like, he doesn't even know me. And he just, it's like, what is he talking about? Then I shared it with a friend. And he said, well, he's probably racist. I don't know where that guy stood, but I could bet you he was probably a Democrat or a liberal. But travel around the country, I don't get racist slurs thrown at me from conservatives. I get nothing but love, respect, appreciation, just like when I meet the president. But I get it constantly from Democrats. And now it doesn't even matter if it's not just black Democrats. I used to get it, you know, the coon, the Uncle Tom, the porch monkey, all these things and things I won't say on your show. I would get that from the black community. Now it seems like the liberal community as a whole, the Democrats party as a whole, the ones that I'm hearing from, they're so emboldened, it doesn't matter what color they are. I'm hearing the same things from Hispanics, and I'm hearing it from white folks. White folks calling me racial slurs. That's the Democrat Party of today, and it's actually not changed.
And that's what I don't understand, David, and I guess you have to go back into history. What is being said in the Democrat Party that people don't understand, especially in minority communities, that the Democrat Party is the party of the Ku Klux Klan, is the party of slavery, and yet they still embrace it?
You know, there's this whole big myth that there was this big switch. I'll jump on this for a second because I think it's hilarious to me. So basically, there's this big switch that happened in the 60s where all of the racist folks that were for slavery, that were for Jim Crow, that were for segregation, that created the KKK, this entire party of people that pushed for racism and segregation at every turn, all of the sudden changed sides and became the Republican Party and fought for, or became the party that fought for slavery, that fought for freedom and civil rights, while at the same time, all of the conservatives, all of the Republicans, the Republican Party was established as the anti-slavery party. They were the champions for civil rights. At the same time, that entire party decided to change their tune and become the racist. It just doesn't make any sense. It's not feasible. It's not comprehensible. And for somebody to buy into that means they bought into, you know, a nice beachfront property in the middle of Idaho. It just doesn't make any sense, and people haven't done their research. And when they do their research, they'll realize that the conservative side and the conservative ticket is the right side. It's on the right side of history. It'll go down as the right side of history, supporting this president that is truly trying to lift our country into sights and levels that we've never seen before. I truly believe that.
Well, and it is scary. I mean, we can laugh at it, David, but I do think it's scary how many people actually believe, you know, that the government is taking care of them in their best interest, and how many people just want to make sure that they have those subsidies, that, you know, the entitlements that they keep living off of. The media and Democrats are trying to, especially with the budget coming out now, portray Trump even worse for the community, cutting food stamps, you know, cutting welfare, basically. But isn't that mean, or doesn't that mean that we are actually lifting people up since the job market is so open now?
That's exactly what it means. Because there are more people working now than ever before, more Black Americans working than ever before, lowest unemployment rate for the Black community, Hispanic community, jobs are continuing to flood our market, businesses are growing, new businesses are expanding, there's less of a reason for anybody to be on any subsidy. You know, there is a mindset of people that say, you know what, it's easy, and I'll just keep these checks coming, and I don't have to get a job. And there's a mindset of women, unfortunately, that'll say, hey, the more babies I have, the more money I get. Well, when you begin to put parameters and blocks in place to actually push a person to make a decision that will wind up being a benefit for their future, they're going to have to do it. If they have less options to just be lazy, I mean, I understand sometimes there's a need for people to be on some kind of subsidy. I know I needed that when I first got married and got my wife pregnant and we didn't have insurance yet. I used Medi-Cal at the time in California to help with the pregnancy of the babies. But I quickly got off of that as soon as I could afford to. So I understand there's a time and a need for it, but it's not something that should be a way of life for people.
Yeah.
And if we have the opportunity to give people the opportunities to get themselves up and provide for themselves, they'll feel better about themselves. And this is in this thriving economy, it's possible.
And that's colorblind, actually, David, because I'll be honest with you. My niece had three babies and was living off of welfare before she was 18, you know, so
wow.
that is not a Black or Hispanic.
No,
that is all across the board. They're lazy.
Absolutely.
People. And it's just it's so unfortunate when we have such a great state of mind and to lift people up. So I am so excited to hear you're speaking on Sunday. I look forward to meeting you in person, and I hope you have a safe trip from Texas. And, gosh, just keep doing the work that you're doing pissing Facebook and Twitter off. That's the best part.
I love representing and supporting this president. I've got great videos always coming out. If somebody wants to follow me on social, it's David J. Harris, Jr., and my articles and books at davidharrisjr.com. But I just love showing support for this president. I'll actually be at the White House next week. I was invited to the White House again for the Black History Month celebration. So it'll be another opportunity to get some great content and meet an amazing, the most amazing president we've ever had.
I am so jealous. David Harris Jr., we'll see you on Sunday at the Douglas County Lincoln Reagan dinner. You have a safe time until we see. Well, actually, anytime. We just want to keep you safe.
Thanks, you so
David.
Much, Monica. I'll see you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back. We've got more coming up on the show. And of course, more of your emails and your calls at 884-9910. Oh, you know, Bloomberg going to be in town. Bernie's going to be in town. Even Warren's going to be in town. Steyer was already here. Not very impressive. But the Democrats are going to have to make a serious decision. And I just think it's hysterical.
The talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Oh, yeah. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. Let's do some social media. Loving this. So Marty sent me a quick email. Love your show, but I wonder why on earth anyone would go to the DMV for an address change. It can be completed online with much less headache. Just had to say it. Marty, actually, I looked it up, and I don't know what Chris was doing with the address change, but if it is a commercial license address change, you have to do it in person. So that could have been it. Or thinking you're just going to pop into the DMV for, you know, quick address change. Who would have thought if you're in the area? Jeez. But yes, going to my DMV at DMV Envy, and it really is convenient. Just stay out of the place altogether, except for when the new one's completed here in Reno. I got to go see this beast. It is going to be huge and supposedly efficient. So for all of the workers at the DMV, I'm really excited for you. I can't wait to see this new building. So then I get another email. Why not privatize the DMV? While we're at it, let's privatize the following: the courts, the police, the fire department. Privately owned, privately managed, privately operated. Remember, municipal garbage collection has been privatized? This strategy would go a long way in solving the plunder problem. Not really. Remember that privatized municipal garbage collection thing with waste management? The contract that was signed for 10 years, eliminating other competition? Yeah, privatization doesn't always work. And unfortunately, there's corruption there too. I would rather have, you know, the process of at least being able to vote people out. Even though that process is corrupt as well, because, well, we're not quite sure about our voting systems nowadays. And people tell you one thing, and then they turn around and do absolutely a different thing. Nobody's held accountable, and people just say what they're going to say to get elected. Because people don't want that confrontation. I get confronted all the time with the Right to Life group, which, by the way, Melissa Clement is going to be joining us at 11 o'clock. Because even though I am a conservative Republican, I still believe that you cannot regulate everybody's lives. I do believe in the right to life, but I believe in a time. I don't think that it should be 3 months, but I lean to 8 to 10 weeks. And this whole BS that's going on in some of the states, you know, to the day that the child baby is actually born is just beyond me. And let me tell you, I worked in the industry, so I know firsthand what they look like, how big they are. You don't have to send me the videos. But you cannot decide for other people. Especially, I mean, if you go with science, that's fine. But if you go on religion, you can't do that. Not everybody has the same religious beliefs. every time I hear somebody say, well, I was raised Catholic, and I'm like, no, stop, stop, stop. Not everybody was raised Catholic. And you can't govern a country if you don't take everyone's feelings and views into account. A lot of people disagree with me on that, and that's totally fine. But you're going to have revolution on either side if you don't take other people's opinions into account. And I wish I had a countdown clock just about now. Thank you very much. We're also going to be back with, looks as though we're losing a city manager. Imagine that. Could this be a good opportunity for the city to finally get somebody in? No, it's not going to happen. Stick around.